Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you get information about our organization, as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF and on our website at ADFPF.net. If things sound different, that's because I'm in a hotel in Columbia, Missouri right now, and I hear some extra junk on the line. I don't know if it's on my end or on Blog Talks, but I think it should be okay. The information will come across anyway. Tonight, we're going to talk about the bench press at Single Event World.
Okay, you can hear me okay, Bill? I don't have any junk on my end, hopefully.
Nope, you sound fine. Well, as good as you can get.
As good as I ever sound, anyway, right?
Exactly.
So I guess we're going to talk. I've had lots of messages, lots of questions. When are we going to talk about the bench presses? And obviously, like I said before, when it comes to the single event meets and single event worlds, generally bench press is the one that is the most competitive of the three lifts due to the nature of your best bench pressers often aren't your really dedicated full power guys. So with that, I guess we'll let it go. So
let's do it.
First up, we had in the 56 kilo class, John Wren of USA. John had already set a world record in the squat, which is really his lift. Although he's not bad at any lift, and he proved that with the bench press. John came in weighing just under 56 kilos, and he benched 100 kilos or 220 pounds at 123 pound body weight. So an excellent bench press and one of the higher coefficients for the day. So excellent job by Jonathan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then we go to the 67.5 kilo class, and USA actually did not have any competitors in this class. So that left the door open for the French lifters to have a good day, and first place went to French lifter, I hope I pronounced their names right, Sebastian Brito, and he bench pressed 275 pounds. To take first place at the 125 kilos. And then he was followed by master lifter Dominique Loquet, also from France, benching 92.5 kilos. So that was 67 kilos. Then we moved to the 75 kilo class. And from here on up, we have lots of competitors in all of the classes, and most of the classes had quite a bit of competition. So, in this class, you had myself. I came into this class knowing that I was close to the Masters World Record and I had a shot at it, so I trained accordingly. And I did not really expect to be pushed very much by another Master lifter. I did think there was a pretty good possibility some open lifters could show up and ruin my plans, but I really didn't expect it from a Master lifter. But a gentleman from France, Frederic Sanoy, decided that he wasn't going to be content with me walking away with the win. So I actually opened higher than Frederic did, and I wanted to make a bigger jump on my second attempt. But seeing how close he was, and I knew that I did not have the body weight advantage over Frederic, I took a much more conservative jump than what I wanted to. I really did not want to have to take a small jump, but I did anyhow to 145 kilos. And I felt like that was safe. But then Frederic came on his third attempt, and he tied me at 145 kilos. So this caused me to increase my third attempt a little bit more. And since I had to go to 147 and a half kilos anyhow, that was the would have to tie the world record. I went ahead and added a half kilo to it. I figured surely if I can bench 325, I can bench 326. So, of course, the key word there was if. But I did get the lift, and with that came a new world record. Frederic did try a fourth attempt to break my record. He was not successful in that, and then I also tried a fourth attempt at what I originally wanted to be my third attempt, but I didn't have the gas in the tank at that point anyhow. So I finished first at 148 kilos. Frederic was second at 145 kilos. French lifter Cyril Cusamino finished in third place. He was a distant third place at 115 kilos, winning, actually tying on body weight with Philippe Boudot from France also. And then in fifth place, but certainly was last place in this class, but from my perspective, probably the most impressive lifter on the day, to be honest, was 82-year-old Gerald Lindis from USA. He went out at 82 years of age, and he bench-pressed 225 pounds, which to me, to be honest, I felt like of all the lifts I witnessed that day, that was probably the most impressive to me.
Yep, I agree. It's really awesome for me to see guys that are even older than I am still competing and putting up those kinds of weights. You'll also notice I didn't offer you any help at all on pronouncing those names. I wouldn't have done any better.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I did as best I could. If anyone from France is listening and I mispronounced your name, I do apologize. So, but that moves us on to the 82.5 kilo class. This class, surprisingly, is usually loaded with the lifters that put up the highest coefficient scores. For whatever reason, in this meet, we didn't have really any open lifters here, so it turned out to be still a tight battle, but mostly with master lifters. So the numbers are just a little bit down from what you would typically expect from open lifters, but still very impressive for the masters. At any rate, in first place with 125 kilo lift was Mikel Soranzo from France. He was followed at 120 kilos, winning the bodyweight tie over Great Britain, Randy Regan. I think he's from up there in your neck of the woods, Bill.
He is. He's been in my gym several times. He's actually a little further north than I am, but we consider him part of Team Michigan, absolutely. Trains at the Den now and then. Not at the Den, the Bar and Plate.
Okay, well, he finished in second place, and there was a three-way tie, actually, between Randy Seb Medrano from Great Britain and Mohan Kadoun from France. And as it worked out, Randy was the lightest lifter, followed by Seb, followed by Mohan. So that's how two through fourth ended up. And in fifth place was Jim Stovall. He's, again, very impressive lifter, 75 years old. He did all three lifts on the day. And Jim has been around with the ADF PF for a while. He's a great guy to talk to, friendly. But Jim, as 75 years old, he benched 85 kilos, which is also a very impressive lift.
Yes, it is.
So with that, we move on to probably the most impressive class of lifters we had in the meet, I believe. The 90-kilo class was loaded. So the 90 kilo class, from Team USA, we had Brandon Jackson. Brandon put up a phenomenal lift of 375 pounds, I believe, 170 kilos. That's 375 pounds at a 198 body weight. So very impressive lift. Unfortunately, it was only good for second place because Nikolay Vituyuk from the Ukraine, and if you're ready for this, he benched 195 kilos at an 89.8 body weight. And 195 kilos, to put that in perspective, I think that's about 425 pounds, if my quick math in my head is correct. It's right around there. So easily a double body weight bench. And Nikolay, he had the second highest bench of the entire tournament, and he easily won the best lifter award. So then finishing distance in third place behind the two outstanding number one and number two lifters was Michael Bennett from Great Britain with 145 kilos. And he won by a bodyweight tie over Jerome Previte of France. Jerome had a 145-kilo lift. And then John Jockum came in at 135 kilos. And John just took his first attempt and passed. I think John's strategy there, and you might be able to confirm this, Bill, because I think you were doing some of the coaching for John, but I think his strategy was just to save himself for the equip portion.
Yeah, that was exactly the plan. Get in a lift so that he could say that he'd been in both, but the real strategy, the real focus was on the equipped.
Okay, well, at any rate, his opening lift was good enough to win the bodyweight tie over Russian lifter Vladimir Lee. Although Vladimir is considerably older than John, he benched 135 kilos as well. And then coming in seventh place in the class was, again, master lifter Stevens, I guess Steven, but everyone calls him Wally, Siebel of USA. He benched 110 kilos. So, but in the 90 kilo class, really watching Nikolay from Ukraine and Brandon from USA was really a treat. They were both extremely strong.
They sure were. A lot of good lifts in that category.
Yes, there were. The other thing that was interesting is both lifters got their third attempts and nobody went for a world record. So I'm not sure what the world records were in that class, but apparently they're high enough that neither one seemed anxious to go after it. So then we moved to the 100 kilo class, and first place there went to Jason St. Clair. Jason benched 190 kilos, which is, I believe, about 418 pounds, something like that, might be 413. And Constantine, I'm not even going to try Constantine's last name, but Constantine from Russia gave it a go to try to close the gap and potentially catch Jason, but he couldn't get his second attempt to keep pace with Jason and repeated it on his third and missed there. So that pretty well secured the victory for Jason. Then finishing in a little bit more of a distant third place was Anthony Burris of USA. He benched 152.5 kilos. Randy Wiggins followed there with 140 kilos. And then from Italy, Danilo Sierani benched 130 kilos. And Danilo is a 55-year-old lifter. So that was an impressive lift there. Then Reg Byrne from Ireland, a very colorful gentleman. He's really a pleasure to talk to. Very entertaining, very positive person. I think he runs a boxing club in Ireland as well as a powerlifting club. So
he does.
Really a great guy. Yeah, really a great guy if you get to spend some time talking to Reg. But he benched 130 kilos. And then coming in seventh place overall was 72-year-old French lifter Pierre Vallée, and Pierre benched 130 kilos as well. So Reg beat him by virtue of 0.2 of a kilogram in body weight. So good lifting there.
Yep.
So then we went to the 110 kilo class. And the 110 kilo class had a very interesting battle for number one. What ended up happening here, we had a three-way tie for the number one spot. So the tie, after all the dust settled, was done by body weight. All three lifters benched 182.5 kilos, which is 402 pounds. Jason Williams took home first place. His body weight was 107.8 kilos. Andy Holder got second place with 107.2 kilos. And Neil Thomas came in third with 182.5 kilos. Neil made a jump on his third, trying to secure a win, but just wasn't there today. So great lifting there. Then we had Blake Stroud from Team USA. Blake has been cutting weight as of recently. Blake was in the past, he was a 319-pound competitor. So, but he has cut now to 110 kilos, and he actually came in at 108 kilos. Definitely affected Blake's strength. I don't think he's really adjusted yet to being a little bit smaller, but he still benched 152.5 kilos, which was, and then he went for 160 kilos on his next attempt, which would have been a new world record, but it just wasn't there on his second and third attempt. So Blake had kind of a rough day overall, but I'm sure there's going to be better days, and you still have nothing to be ashamed of with putting up 152.5 kilos as a 17-year-old.
Absolutely. And the weight loss looks good on him. It's a good move that he's made.
Yeah, I think he looks a lot better, and he's just got to, you know, we always say you have to grow into your body, but when lifters have a big weight loss, you kind of have to readjust your body for that as well.
Yeah, all those new geometries change things up.
Sure. And then coming in fifth place, longtime WDFPF lifter Brad Lovejoy. Brad's 61 years old, benched 132.5 kilos, looked really nice on the day. So then we moved to the 125 kilo class. And we had a lot of excitement here as well. Going into the third lift, let's see here. It literally could have gone to any one of four lifters. So I'll name those four. First, we had Joe Newton, USA, Rhys Charlesworth of Great Britain, Pavel Perov from Russia, and Alexander Malyshev from Russia. So going into the third round, the lead was held at that point in time in order. Rise of Great Britain was in first place, followed by Pavel of Russia, Alexander of Russia, and then Joe Newton of USA. He was in fourth. So Joe missed his second attempt, but he retried it on his third attempt, and he got 192.5 kilos. This put him into first place. Rhys Charlesworth went out and tried 197.5 kilos, wasn't quite there. And then Pavel went for 190, which would not have actually beat Joe even had he got it, but it wasn't there today. And then Alexander Malyshev from Russia went for 195 kilos for the win. He would have had to get that by virtue of the body weight, but he missed as well. So that gave Joe Newton a very well-deserved win in a really tight battle between Russia, Great Britain, and the USA. So Joe ended up with 192.5 kilos, I believe. And I'm not sure how well my kilo conversions are working today, but I think it's 424 pounds. And Joe's another one of those lifters. If you knew Joe as a teenager, Joe lifted in the super heavyweight class. I coached Joe for years. He weighed in as a teenager in one of his meets at almost 350 pounds. And Joe is now right at right below 275 pounds. And, you know, he's always been strong, and he's still strong. But now when you look at him, his physique, he looks really impressive at 275 pounds. In fact, like almost scary impressive with his physique. So at any rate, Joe ended up in first place, followed by Rise, Pavel, Alexander. Then in fifth place, we had USA/Canadian lifter Adrian Ninneber. Finished with 165 kilos, which was good enough for the body weight tie over Jeff Bouchaine. Jeff finished at 165 kilos in the regular lifting, which put him into sixth place, but he did take a fourth, and he got it at 167.5 kilos for a world record in his age division. Had he done that as a third lift, that would have put him ahead of Adrian. But that wasn't the case. And then rounding out the class was Raymond Klasing of USA, Master 4. He bench-pressed 160 kilos. So, again, with this was a very exciting class. Going into the last lift, it really, at that point, you could flip a coin. It could have gone to any one of the top four guys. So then we go to the 145 kilo class, and the top two positions were a little bit of a battle between two USA lifters, Mark Kessler and Cecil Scherzinger. Cecil had the body weight tie, Mark opened a little higher than Cecil, so he was in first place. They both jumped to 500 pounds on their second attempt. Neither one of them got it. And then we went to the third lift, and Mark did complete the 500-pound lift. Cecil did not, so that gave Mark the win. Cecil came in second. He was followed in third place by Toby Elmer at 160 kilos, then Derek Hill at 155 kilos, and then Gary Krueger, who we've talked about a lot already. But Gary came out and set another world record as a 71-year-old lifter, bench pressing 125 kilos.
Good day for Gary.
And then our last USA unequipped lifter for the day at super heavyweight was Randy Pirtle. Randy benched 150 kilos, which was good enough for a world record. And then he jumped to 170 kilos, and it just wasn't there. So I've known Randy for years, and he's certainly capable of quite a bit more, even though the 150 broke the existing world record by quite a bit. People better watch out if Randy actually comes into a meet at 100%.
Getting to any meet healthy is the trick.
Sure, especially when you're a master lifter. We all know that. Okay, well, then we'll talk about the equipped lifters. Starting out at the 75-kilo class, Frederic Fenoy, who I beat in the unequipped, well, he turned around and he won the equipped division with a 160-kilo lift. He won that over Patrick Tellier from France, who benched 120 kilos, and then 70-year-old Gary Hayden benched 102.5 kilos for third place. In the 82.5-kilo class, Mikel Soranzo from France benched 147.5 kilos to win by body weight over Corey Perdaris of Team USA, and I think your gym. Is that correct, Bill?
No, he's at the Den, which Corey's a good friend, and he's in a gym.
Okay, so Well, at any rate, so Corey ended up in second place by virtue of body weight. Then we go to the 90 kilo class. John Jockum won the equipped division over Russian Vladimir Lee. John benched 165 kilos to Vladimir's 157 and a half. However, Vladimir is a 67-year-old lifter, and his lift did establish a new world record for that class. Then we go to the 110-kilo class, where Aaron Rosenhammer won with 152.5-kilo lift, and he took a big jump to 170 kilos, wasn't there. But then he was followed in second place by Brad Lovejoy at 145 kilos. Roger Horn, out of St. Louis, came in and benched 142.5-kilo lift. And Neil Thomas failed to register a lift, as did David Walker of Team USA. Both Neil and David opened, what I think was good openers for them, but it just wasn't there today. But had either one of them been able to get a lift on the board, then it would have radically changed the standings in this class.
It certainly would.
Then 125 kilos, Jeff Bouchain put up 192.5-kilo lift to take the class. The 145-kilo class was won by Francesco Pelizzoni from Italy with 212.5 kilos. Justin Sproul got second place with 200 kilos or 440 pounds. And again, I think we talked about this last time, but Justin came off a very, very serious injury about a year ago. He's really rebounding well. I just couldn't be happier to see Justin's recovery as well as it is. And then Gary Krueger again set a world record with 125 kilo lift as a 71-year-old master lifter. And the best lifter for your equipped lifters was Francesco Pelizzoni from Italy. So,
I think that's
a wrap, Bill.
Let's discuss the American records, and I'll insert, if I'm not real fast, Blog Talk may cut us off. You can catch it if you come back. So just bench press tonight. The first one we've come across is Mike Stagg, Master 3, with a new American record at 148 kilos. Randy Pirtle is as a Master 4, 145-plus weight class, set a new American record with 150 kilo lift. In the Master 7, there's a couple of them. Jeff Bouchain set a new American record at 167.5, and Gary Krueger set a new American record in the 145 weight class of 125. And in the Master 8, Jim Stovall set a new new American record in the 82.5-kilo weight class with a bench press of 85 kilo. In the equipped, I'm going to skim through. I just finished a long drive, so I would have been slightly better prepared. I'm not sure there were. Here we go. In the Master 5, in the 110-kilo weight class, Brad Lovejoy set a new American record with a bench press of 145 kilos. In the Master 6, 110-kilo division, Roger Horn set a new American record, 142.5 kilos. In the Master 7, Gary Hayden in the 75-kilo weight class set a new American record of 102.5. In the 125 weight class, Jeff Bouchain set a new American record of 192.5. And these are, of course, all equipped. In the 145 weight class, Gary Krueger bench press 125 kilos for a new American record. And that's it for the records.
Okay, well, if you don't have anything else to add, Bill, I would propose that next week we're going to be talking about the upcoming national meet. And I'll kind of give a little bit of a sneak peek of who we expect to see there and some interesting lists that might be worth watching for that. I don't have anything else to add today, Bill, unless you do. Otherwise, you can go ahead and close it.
Okay, I don't have anything. I will be at the Iron Fortress tomorrow. I may put a picture on because that is where Nationals is going to be. Put a couple of pictures on Facebook if I get a chance. So that's it for tonight. You can go live every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. Find the link on Facebook and on our website. The ADFPF has an email to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/calendar. We also encourage our listeners to submit questions and show topics to us. Send your questions and comments to us on Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ADFPF. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong.